Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Now, let us kick off the programme. Is this the start of good news in relation to COVID-19 stories? We can only hope, because residents in Patterson's nursing home in Rosgrey will soon be able to have one visitor per week if all goes according to plan. To tell me more on this, I'm delighted to be joined now by Nursing Home Director Sandra Farrell. Good morning to you, Sandra.
Morning, Fran.
Really
Thanks
good.
For having me.
You're very welcome indeed. Tell me about this idea, Sandra, because I think you may be first in the country with this.
I'm not sure about that, Fran, but where I'm coming from this is that we had a management meeting within the nursing home last week, and thankfully now we're all vaccinated after a second vaccine, receiving the Pfizer vaccine. And I took it upon ourselves to look at what other countries really are doing, and we came aware of actually the case study in Scotland, where they have now launched, in conjunction with the World Health Organization, a reopening of the nursing homes for visitations. It's a guideline they've put out. It's called Open with Care.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a suite of measures put in place so that nursing homes are allowed visitations. And I suppose if you look at the population, it's kind of akin to ourselves. It's over 5 million. But they still have 5,500 cases a day, which in fact, I suppose the good news is our case numbers are coming down
mm-hmm.
around the 600, and you just announced there with the no ICU admissions.
Which is terrific, isn't it?
Which is fantastic, yeah. And under 500 within our hospitals.
Mm.
And I suppose last week then we had Bob Henry, our HSC Chief Clinical Officer, in the nursing home and COVID. And it's just evident that it's working. There's a drop of for the last
You're just breaking up on me just a little bit, Sandra. Oh, it might have been where you moved to.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly now, Sandra. Yes, and you were saying?
So, Colin Henry last week, HSC Chief Clinical Officer, he actually announced that the cases within the nursing homes had fallen 82%.
Mm-hmm.
So it's evident that the vaccine is working. So with all that information, what we're looking at, we have been testing, as I said before, with the antigen test kits for our staff, along conjunction with the HSC testing. So we're taking upon ourselves, we've purchased more test kits, and we're now looking at that we will actually allow one visit per week to each resident. There'll be obviously a time frame, but equally we put in a suite of measures ourselves to safeguard our residents. So what we had just at the beginning of December was kind of that level three access to the nursing homes. So we will be adding, along with obviously a COVID questionnaire, the temperature check, face mask covers, the social distancing, now we are introducing the antigen testing for each visitor. So what we're taking upon ourselves is to do the COVID test while the person's in their car. So it'll be a pre-booked visit.
Right.
We will test them in their car, we'll let them know the results, and then we'll allow them in to visit their loved ones.
Right, but still with PPE gear, I presume.
And the face mask cover.
The face mask, right.
Yeah, they don't even need to wear the gloves, because with good hand hygiene, look, they're fine.
Mm.
But I think the biggest thing, and I shared that real-life story the last time I was on with you, about a 96-year-old lady with dementia. She stopped eating, stopped drinking, Fran. We allowed the daughters in to see her. Now that woman is thriving again.
Oh,
so, and, you know, also I was thinking, we have three husbands and wives that have been separated for nearly a year now, Fran.
Wow.
And one particular couple have no children. They're together over 50 years. The husband comes to visit the wife at the window and waves in.
Oh, my God.
Now, that breaks my heart, Fran. That's nearly a year of quality time. And I keep stressing it's quality over quantity of time my residents have, of all residents around the nursing home of the country. And also, actually, during this year, another gentleman used to come and visit his wife with dementia, and he used to play classical music to her, and they really had a beautiful time together. But he's actually passed away since this year.
Oh, gosh.
You know, so these are the real life stories of near close to 30,000 residents in the country.
Yeah,
and I do think we need to follow on.
And you see, we're always hearing about stats and numbers, Sandra. These, as you say, these are the stories. This is reality.
A real life case. Like, we have one lady, or her husband's in with us. She lives probably as a crow flies, about 1 mile from the nursing home. She's heartbroken. And what I'm worried about is their own well-being as well, Fran.
Yes,
because,
of course.
You know, the separation anxiety that causes, that they can't see husbands, wives, or mothers, or fathers. So look, I think we need to be proactive. I know Ty Daly, Nurse Mom Ireland chief executive, I think over the weekend he actually announced that they're looking at this.
Yeah, but that's all he said, though. I heard that piece with him, Sandra. He said they were only looking at it, whereas you're getting this up. When will you be up and running with this, do you think?
I've ordered extra test kits because I only had them in for my staffing numbers. So I'm hoping definitely by next week, Fran, because as I said, they've missed Easter, summer, Halloween, Christmas all last year, even birthdays. All my residents have missed birthdays with their families.
They're important, those milestones, I would imagine. What about cost, Sandra? Because the antigen test doesn't come cheap.
No, I suppose, look, there's many antigen tests on the market. I've been using a very good brand. The efficacy is up to close to 95%, apparently. So, yes, there is a cost. And yes, we are going to bear that cost because I don't think any money to see a smile on that resident's face that I seen a few weeks ago with her daughter, Fran, that's a very little cost on my behalf to allow other residents to experience that.
Right, so you'll pick up the cost of this yourselves?
Yeah, it's roughly about €15 per test. But look, that's small money when you see the residents enjoy that visit. It's amazing what it does, Fran, you know. Mm. And I can't have my residents pining away looking at their loved ones outside the window, and especially if they're cognitive impaired with dementia, they cannot understand why the person's outside the window.
I know. They just can't.
So Tom told
me a story on the program a couple of weeks ago that he lost his wife sadly, and his last picture of her was blowing him a kiss out the window, you know, and then she passed away. Like, it's so heartbreaking to hear these stories, you know, it really, really is.
And I know if it was my mother or father, Fran, I would be in there. And if not, I'd be trying to take them home. I couldn't. I can't have my residents continue the way they are. And as the good news is, say, 82% falls in COVID within nursing homes the last week of February. Mm. I do believe the vaccine will work. And actually, we need to stress that our residents are actually safer than the people coming in, Fran, because we're vaccinated.
That's a very important point, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, they're safer.
And not that I want to make good news into bad news, but have you any worries about other strains of the vaccine, though, Sandra?
Of course, Fran. Now, studies have come out with the Pfizer that we are protected with the variant of the UK strand, the new one, and also the South African. Our concern, obviously, would be the Brazilian strain, which we know there's not too many numbers in the country currently. Mm. And I suppose we're fortunate in Tipperary, our numbers are gone down in COVID. And that's something that I do check every day as well. Mm. Because obviously if higher numbers in Tipperary, well, then you'll have to stop the visitations again.
Very good. So you will monitor this as time goes on.
Yeah. But I do think we have to start moving. And I know there's a steering group set up around looking at the antigen test kits in here in Ireland since about November. But there's no point having a steering group in November, Fran, and we're now in March. I know we had to be cognizant until we all were vaccinated, but we're all vaccinated now. So I think we should move like Scotland. And if the World Health Organization is supporting what Scotland's doing, well, then surely they can support with us in our movement within the nursing home sector.
Yeah, we just move so slow. I was saying there, one of the headlines on the paper, that, you know, it's only now we're really looking seriously at the notion of mandatory quarantining. You know, we seem to be very slow.
Yes, and if you look at that list of 33 countries, most of them are in the African region.
Yeah.
You know, they're not looking at all the other countries closer to home, Fran.
Yeah, that could easily bring in, you know, could bring in a strain.
And then legislation has to be passed yet, and that'll take time also.
Yeah,
you know?
The joys of all. But in the meantime, the good news is, anyway, so what happens? Does a family come to you and say, listen, we want to be part of this, or do you let them know, Sandra?
We'll ring them all individually now, and we'll make a prior appointment for them to slot them in, because you have to be mindful of the infection control as well within the nursing home. So we've one designated area, a small sitting room that we've near the front door, but also in the last week we've done up our garden area, and we have a lovely area, ventilated area, but heating for the residents, that it's safe there. But we have to be between visits, we obviously have to put all infection control measures in place, like we were before, and we manage very well, Fran, within the nursing home.
Right.
So it's not something new.
And
you know?
Just finally, Sandra, is there a different atmosphere within the home since the vaccination has happened?
You know, it was a joyous, jubilous occasion, especially the first vaccine. Then the second vaccine we got, but it was like, okay, but what difference now has
yes,
it made?
Of course.
We're, you know, visitors. We're still looking at the residents pining. And yes, I took a very deep sigh of relief. But you always have to be on guard and on your toes. But we haven't dropped any of our infection control measures.
Mm.
But I know, even wearing the mask, the residents just miss that smile.
Of course. Yeah.
You know, it's very hard. But I do believe there's hope. And there's certainly hope. And I really want our nursing homes opened now in the next week or so to visitors. You know, one visit per week. I see Scotland's allowing two visitors per week, but even one, Fran,
right.
Just the start.
Yes. So one per family.
One per family.
Per family, okay. Yeah. And for that, they might appoint a best friend or something. It doesn't matter. Just
absolutely.
One for each patient,
yeah.
Of course.
It's the resident's choice. Yeah.
Sandra, lovely to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed for your time
Thank
today.
Your time.
Thank you.
Oh, bye-bye
to you now. That's Sandra Farrell there. And Sandra is a nursing home director and indeed a nurse herself at Patterson's in Ross Grey. 1800-938-007. The text and the WhatsApp is 083-311-3311.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.